All right, 1,700 registered. 400 had to be turned away. And I know we got some dancers, so coming up at the top of the hour, I want you to dance when we do the wobble. All right. And here from the National Urban League is my man, my friend, Mayor Mark Marial. Mayor Mark.
What's up, Tom?
I know he hasn't been mayor a long time, but
I know
he
just
he's still mayor to us.
Still Mayor Mark.
Claim it for life. Hey, good morning, everyone, and it's great to be here at the 9th Annual Black Male Summit. Good morning. Give a shout out.
You've done this before, right?
Hey, I've been swinging with you for a long time, Tom. Under the bridge for Mardi Gras.
Yes, yes.
Here and there at the National Urban League and
back
in New Orleans.
We've been partying with a purpose for a long time, and now here we are at the Black Male Summit.
And you kicked things off last night.
I kicked things off last night. I had a chance to give the Bernard Rosen Memorial Lecture over at the Akron Urban League, and I also had an opportunity to speak to a group of lawyers, psychologists, and social workers to talk about this very, very critical issue. And, you know, one of the things I want everyone to focus on this morning, and I'll be talking about this in the morning session, is the necessity to debunk the myths about black men. Debunk the myths. And so I'm going to debunk a few myths this morning, because lies, when they face the truth, lies melt. Hmm. So number one of the most pervasive myths about African-American males is that they do not enroll in college. That is indeed false. Listen to this. Between 2001 and 2011, the number of black men enrolled in college increased from 700,000 to 1.4 million in 2011.
You know what, Mayor?
Not high enough, but higher than it was 15 years ago. So debunk that myth. Stop saying that there are more black men in prison than in colleges, although there are too many black men in prison.
That's true. And you know what, Mayor Mark, I do a lot of commencements for HBCUs. And more, since I've been doing these commencements, the percentage of black males graduating are much higher than black females now.
And let's give a shout out for black men who graduate from college, and thousands will graduate from colleges next month.
Yeah. That's right.
Myth number two, more black men in prison than in college. Now, how many of you have repeated that? How many of us have believed that? How many of us think that that's the truth?
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is that there's 600,000 more black men in college than there are in prisons.
Mm.
So what does that say? That doesn't mean that there are enough black men in college. No. And it doesn't mean that there are not too many black men in prison. But we need to understand that we need to lift up the tremendous success of men in our community who are working to finish high school, go to college, and live productive lives. We need to lift it up. And so fact number two, let's debunk the myth that there are more black men in prison than in college.
Hmm.
Myth number three. One would believe from media coverage of gang violence in Chicago and in other cities that black-on-black crime is at an all-time high. No, black-on-black crime is not at an all-time high. For example, the black-on-black murder rate has decreased by 67%. Since the early 1990s.
Wow.
Most of us don't know that because television coverage is pervasive. I looked at the news this morning, and there was coverage about a case of a black man convicted here in this region for committing, I believe, 3 murders. The fact of the matter is that news coverage is skewed to the negative and doesn't lift up the positive. I hope every television station in Cleveland will follow Tom Joyner this morning and come and cover what happens at this summit.
We've got 1,700 registered black males here for this Black Male Summit.
And I love to see the young black men, the boys becoming men who are here in this audience today. Let's give it up for them too,
yeah.
Tom.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in thinking about this, Tom, my point is that we have to confront the challenges of mass incarceration. We have to confront the challenges that black men and brown men face in America today. But at the very same time, we have to lift up success. We have to debunk the myths. We have to understand the reality. And we have to elevate the positive role models every single day in every way. The men who are accomplished, who are achieving, who are doing the right thing, and the men who have overcome. One last thing I really want to focus on is that we have to confront the idea. There's a discussion in America today about reforming the criminal justice system, which is good, but it must lead to action, measurable action at the Congress and state legislatures across the country. But we've got to do something about what we've done to people who come out of prison for nonviolent offenses and then face not being able to find a job, not being able to vote, not being able to rent a home. We've got to fix that too. So the Urban League around the country, we've launched reentry programs in 17 communities. We are working with people, but those reentry communities still need the support of those that fund, those that care, those that want to see a change. So this morning, I'm just proud to be here. The Urban League is proud to be in the house.
Me too. Me too.
And can we shout out the media member in your family who does great work on CBS News?
My wife is Michelle Miller.
The great Michelle Miller.
Make sure you watch CBS News and listen to the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
We love you, Mayor Mark. Thank you.
Mark Mariel here at the 2016 Black Males Summit. Give it up for Mayor Mark.
And the National Urban League.